47 years ago, in his open letter to the military junta, journalist Rodolfo Walsh denounced that the economic policy of the military dictatorship condemned millions of human beings to planned misery, an economic policy that came to dismantle the country's productive structure, cause the abrupt fall of the industrial GDP, increased unemployment, and fierce external debt. The consequences of the military dictatorship's economic plan were difficult to reverse, not only in the material, but also in the political, social, and cultural spheres. With different appearances and the legitimacy of the popular vote, governments applied the same ideas of economic liberalism or neoliberalism in the 1990s, from 2015 to 2019, and the current government. Planned Misery and Release of Inequality is an exhibition today that contains works from different times, an exhibition to understand the complex fabric of an era that sounds more like a thing of the past because there is nothing new in the promises of the market and individualism. From different languages and disciplines, the works of the artists gathered in this exhibition point out, warn, and denounce the multiple forms of violence engendered by a project of profoundly unequal accumulation of power and wealth, an exhibition made of fragments that speak to us about the world and the violence we inhabit. We also propose to inscribe this exhibition in that primary link between the author and their time, between art and public space. Works that seek to break the boundaries of exhibition rooms to present, intervene, and be part of the stories built in the streets of cities and towns, that place of public affairs, the sounding board of the failures and desires of each generation. If, as the United States writer William Faulkner said, the past is never dead, it's not even past, then let us review our part of history in these works to understand how we got here and how we can rebuild as a community, a project of dignity and equality for our people.